name is Denise White, and I am the host of the Coffee in the Green Room podcast. Today, you are in for a treat. I have AJ Rivera and Mike Schmidt of Funnel Hub here. You guys, if you are an entrepreneur looking to get your start, you are in the perfect room. Here on Coffee in the Green Room, we have the conversations that you may not have on stage, but you have on the in the green room before you hit the stage. AJ and Mike, thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. All right. So I'm really excited about this podcast because I remember sitting at a table with you in Boise, Idaho, like, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago? We were like, okay, we're going to do a podcast. We're going to do a podcast here right now. So I hope my enthusiasm is okay. I'm sure it is.
Likewise, we're feeling the same way. It's awesome. A long time coming. So we got even more good stuff to share with you today, even than back then, right?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. So okay, so let's get started. AJ, start by introducing yourself.
Yeah, I'm AJ Rivera. I own a couple of companies, Agency Coach and Anchor Wave, and obviously the topic here, Funnel Hub. Digital marketer at heart. Love running digital agencies, helping small businesses find their voice, voice online, and help them to build more customer activity within their business.
Awesome. All right, Mike, you have the floor now.
All right. Got my start in the agency space, web and digital marketing agency space, back in 2003. And that was like a land before Facebook was a thing and YouTube was a thing and Google was really a thing. And so safe to say, I've been through all the transitions when it comes to how you market yourself online. And today, I really get to help people discover that, through the creation of their own businesses, they could have the life that they want. And we just happen to use marketing to get there. So excited to be here.
That's awesome. All right. So let's just get into the nitty gritty here. So you two have something called Funnel Hub. You run a company called Funnel Hub. And so before we start talking about Funnel Hub, maybe some of my listeners are like, okay, a funnel, like I use that to put stuff in like liquid in a container. Like what is a funnel? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Cool. But yeah, a sales funnel is a process that we take people through or that people go through in order to turn a lead into a customer. So if you've ever been through the checkout lane of a grocery store and you were buying your stuff and then you suddenly saw some of the impulse buy items stand by your side and you could grab those off the shelf and it just made buying really easy. Well, it's kind of the similar thing online where it's that somebody buys something that they can really easily buy more of your things because it's all about making it convenient and easy for folks to come into your world. So sales funnels have been a pretty huge thing, for at least in our life, probably since like 2016, 2017. And since then, more of the world has kind of woken up to these amazing things called funnels. But if you've ever given your email address in exchange for something free online, right, you're probably going through a funnel, right? Like if you've ever clicked a button and it was like a one-click upsell to sell you something else or bought a subscription, you're probably in a funnel. So the funnels are everywhere. Every business on the planet's using them. And so if you didn't know what a funnel was, that's what it is. But they've really quite grown in popularity over the years.
That's awesome. All right. So we now understand why entrepreneurs need funnels. Let's talk about Funnel Hub because this is something you guys have been growing for so long, and it's an absolutely amazing way for entrepreneurs to be omnipresent online and so people can find them. So can you talk a little bit more about that? Because I think so many times when you're an entrepreneur, like you're like, okay, I know I need a Facebook account. I know I need Instagram and I know I need a website. So can you talk about Funnel Hub and why that would benefit people?
Yeah, 100%. So if you think about the process that Mike just mentioned, and maybe you're going through a funnel online, right, where you put your email address in, and maybe it took you to a free training, somebody did a webinar, and at the end of that webinar, they're like, hey, take my 8-week course on how to do XYZ, right? And it's like $2,000. And for some people, like, they went through the webinar, they feel good about that, they put in their credit card, and they go. But for a lot of people, they say, wow, this sounds really, really cool, but I just met this person on Facebook an hour ago, right? Through one of their ads. I sat through this presentation. It sounds like they know what they're talking about, but before I give this guy $2,000, I better go do a little due diligence, right? I'm going to go search online and just make sure this guy or gal says who they say they are. And what happens then is they go to Google, they type in your name, and what they expect to find there is some type of credibility or social proof or something that's going to back up all of the things that you said during your sales process, whatever that was. What we found is that a lot of people that run sales funnels have just done a poor job of controlling what shows up when they perform that search, right? Yeah. They're so focused on their funnel that it's like really, really step by step. Like they saw my ad, then they saw this landing page, then they saw my webinar, then they bought my thing, that if people go through each one of those steps, they consider that a win. But the truth is, like, out of 100 people, maybe 3 people are going to say yes to that, right? There's 97% of people that went through that process of searching for them online and then maybe not found something that made them feel good or warm or fuzzy about that decision. So the credit card that they had taken out of their pocket slowly goes right back into their wallet, right? And so the funnel hub is what people should see. It's what tells people who you're about, or what you're about, who you are, what your movement is, what you stand for, what you stand against, you know, what results you've gotten for other people, so that regardless of what they're looking for, it makes them feel really confident and builds a whole lot of trust that allows them to move forward with that transaction.
That's awesome. Cause I know sometimes if I go through that, I get distracted. I'm like, oh, I click on a link. I'm like, oh wait, bright, shiny object syndrome. Oh, look, there goes a squirrel, you know? So I love that you kind of help compact that. So without giving away proprietary information, like tell me a little bit more about this process. Cause it sounds amazing, but like, how do you walk entrepreneurs through this process?
Yeah. So, you know, you have to understand that, you know, doubt and skepticism is at an all-time high, right? You know, everything we see out there, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I get these days a ton of text messages from people that purport to know me, but like, they're obviously trying to get me to buy them gift cards or something, some kind of scam. And so there's like, the point is we're always on high alert, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the job of a funnel hub, right? So just to be clear, a funnel hub's a website, guys, right? Mm-hmm. It's the place that people should land when they're looking for you online. But we call the funnel hub a funnel hub and not a website, because its job is to overcome that doubt and skepticism. The way that happens is that we have to get them over what AJ refers to as the trust tipping point, right? It's that moment, right? And we've all been there before, where the decision to buy turns into the action of buying, right? Or the doubt and the journey that we go on climbing up a mountain of building more and more trust with someone, you know, we finally come down the other side of that mountain and say, okay, I'm ready to do business with you. So the question is, like, how do we do that? Right? How do we, you know, get someone who has doubt, might be skeptical, you know, is checking you out, right? You know, it's kind of like they're an attorney trying to gather all the evidence of the case to figure out whether they're going to, you know, you're guilty or innocent, right? And they don't care. They don't care whether they buy from you or not. They're just trying to come to a conclusion of whether they're going to move forward or not. And so we need to arm them with the right kinds of information. And so there's a book by, I know, a mutual mentor of ours, Deneen, Russell Brunson. Yes. The name of the book is called Expert Secrets. And in that book, he talks about how to really create a movement and help people understand who you are so you can sell yourself and your expertise to them. Yeah. And so what we did is we've adapted what he teaches in that book into a website. So what kind of things those are is, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, that people understand who you are and what sets you different and apart from everyone else out there. So we do things like establishing, like, if you have a manifesto for your company, like what you stand for, we want to share those kind of things. We want to share, you know, there are people that are your enemies, and we want to say that all the great things you do and throw rocks at the people who do it differently and not as well as you do it. Nice. We want to include things like reviews that are other people and social proof talking about the things that you do, and all of these things and other components are the job is to get them back into your funnel. Yeah. Right. So the number one job of a funnel is to turn a lead into a customer. The number one job of a funnel hub is to get the people who are doubtful and skeptical back into your funnels, right? So now that 97% of people that AJ were talking about that are doubtful and are skeptical, like, they have a better chance of actually converting into your sales process.
That's awesome. I love this too, because the entrepreneurs that I speak to, they all want to help people. Mm-hmm. Right? And every entrepreneur, I don't think any entrepreneur starts out like, I want to take advantage of people. You start out because you want to help people. And it's disheartening to think that 97% of people are not going to opt in. They're not going to work with you because they don't know you well. So, like, building up that like and that trust and that credibility is so amazing. So talk to me about the conversion rate with a funnel hub. Like, will we take it from roughly 3% to
Yeah, I mean that's the best part, right? So here's I'll tell you a quick story, or AJ, if you want to jump in with the story about Steven Larson, right?
Yeah, so Steve
Love
Larson, yeah, he's another mutual friend of ours, and this guy's the content king, right? Like he
Yes,
produces
he is.
content all over the freaking place. But there was one issue that he was having. It's that when you would search for Steven Larson online, who you would find is an author and college professor that basically ha shared that same name, right? Had nothing to do with him, had nothing to do with digital marketing, but this guy had like the top seven spots on Google when you search for Steve Larson. Well, obviously our Steve Larson didn't really like that, right? And
Do
I
that.
guess what was missing out of all of this is while he was producing content on Instagram and on Facebook and on Medium and on his blog and all these other spots, he didn't have one centralized spot that was really connecting the dots, right? And so we ended up building a funnel hub for him that helped Google put together that, hey, all of these different spots where he's pushing content to are really all related and they're all him, right? And so once Google was able to figure that out, well, guess what? The story changed really quick. Within a couple of weeks, even of launching his funnel hub, it flip-flopped. He now had like the top seven, eight spots on Google because it was his funnel hub number one, and it was like his Instagram, and it was his Facebook, and it was all these other sites that Google now deemed more important and more worthy for that search term. And the cool part about his story is that he immediately saw like a 500% increase in traffic to his website. Now, keep in mind, it's not like we did anything to make more people search for Steve Larson. It's just that now he could be found, right?
Yeah.
And so if you think about all the other times where people were trying to look for him and maybe just looking at the first couple of responses and saying, gosh, this guy claims to be a digital marketing expert, but I don't even see him here, right? All I see is this other author guy. That's again where they're hitting the back button and getting out, right? And so it's interesting to think like how much business was lost because that 500% of traffic couldn't find him just
Yeah.
to verify who he was, just to see the social proof that Mike was talking about, just to understand what he was about and to see that he had a professional site and feel like, okay, cool. It looks like this guy has his stuff together, right? And so that's the power in this and being able to help people understand that full picture of who you are.
I love that you pulled it all together like that because I know so many people like you have like we teach people this all the time. You have to have your Instagram, you have to have write a blog, you have to do all these things, have a podcast. That's why we're here right now, right? But you have to like do all these things, but then if you don't have that one cohesive thing that ties it all together. So essentially, if I'm understanding and totally in layman's terms, what a funnel hub is, it's kind of like the bow on the present. Like you have all of the pieces, but you pull it all together. And I love the way that you describe too that you're teaching Google who you are essentially. Because again, like so many times it feels like we're, I don't want to say throwing spaghetti at a wall, but like you're doing all these things. So what you do is you pull all of that together.
Yep,
That's
100%. Absolutely.
revolutionary. Like my mind is being blown here and I know what you guys do, but like that's awesome the way that you pull it all together like that. So, okay. So this is you. What you have here is really cool. So tell me a little bit more about like how do you start working with entrepreneurs to take this process? Because I know some people listening are like, okay, that sounds amazing. Like, why can't I do this on my own? Like, tell me about how you guys pull it all together.
So I think one of the common questions we get around that idea is like, okay, Mike, this sounds great, but I'm just getting started. And like, I don't know if I need a funnel hub. I barely have a funnel yet. It's, or I'm still working on my funnel, right? It's like really common
Yeah.
question that we'll get. And so, our feeling about it is, the time to start a funnel hub, and this is actually something Russell now teaches. He's like, when he starts a business, a brand new business, the first thing he does is build a funnel hub. And here's why, is that, those searches we were just talking about with Steven or anyone else who's doing a search for you, once they happen, we can never go back in time and capture those eyeballs, right?
Yeah, it's true.
And while right now your searches might be low, right? I would be willing to bet that every sale matters to you, right? I
Absolutely.
know that when we first started using funnels, one of the first things we did getting into the space was creating. We ran a webinar, still run webinars all the time, and we had, I think, what was it, AJ? Like maybe 10 people We maybe had like 16 people register, and it might be like 9 or 10 people that actually showed up. So like pretty good odds for registration. This was like people who just randomly found us through ads we ran on Facebook. And, 9 people show up. We go for 90 minutes teaching about the topic and making a presentation of something they could enroll in and offer. And it got to the end and like nobody bought, right? And it was like, okay, I felt good about it, but nobody bought. But okay, until about an hour and a half later, when we were sitting at lunch, it was myself, Trey, who's on our team, who's running a lot of the tech and the ads, and AJ, and my phone buzzes. Bzz, sale comes through for $1,000. And you would have thought we won the lottery because we went crazy in this restaurant. Everyone's like stopped what they were doing, turned and looked at us, and they're like, who are these guys and what are they excited about? They didn't know how amazing that was. That one sale changed everything because it was proof of concept. If we could do it once, we could do it a million times, right? We can make $1,000, we can make $1 million, which we did 0 to 1 million in 14 months, right? Doing that one exact same offer, right?
Amazing.
Just over and over again, in addition to all the other stuff our business was doing. So when that came through, that would matter so much. What if that sale didn't happen? What would have changed, right? Would we have doubted ourselves? Would we have given up, right? And so my question, my thought process is, and something that we've now proven is, okay, 9 people showed up, one person bought. What happened to those other 8 people? What were they thinking? Was it a bad fit? Did they just not like the way I talked? Did they have some other issue? Or was it that they didn't believe that some guy who was teaching this thing and something was credible enough, right? What did they go and look at? Right. At the time, there was really nothing for them to go look at because we were just getting started. And so the difference between a sale happening and not, at the beginning is so important. And if the only reason, and in fact, it usually is the only reason that somebody doesn't buy from you, assuming they're a good fit in your market, right? It's because they don't trust you, right? So what are you doing to give more trust and give them other evidence that they can go collect on their own to do that? And so for this person who's just getting started, the entrepreneurs that is getting rolling and is just putting their toe into the whole entrepreneurial journey here, it's like what they find about you online matters more, I would say, maybe than ever. And here's why I think it's more now when it's smaller than bigger, because when we were sitting in the room with Russell Brunson, with a bunch of other his students, and because we were just one of his mentor, he was our mentor, and we did a report showing the number of searches happening for people in the room, right? And these are some big names that folks in the ClickFunnels and funnel space would know if I were to mention them right now. But these people, some of them had millions of searches per year for their names, right? And what showed up when we looked for them was basically nothing. Their competitors, it would be like old funnels. It would be like their high ticket mastermind that like somebody like me wasn't ready for yet, or somebody just searching. And so we pointed this out to them. They were all just like going crazy. They're like, how could we miss this? I'm like, bad news is you've got millions of searches of people who are trying to see if you're credible. The good news is that you can do something about it now, but we can't go back in time and capture the people that aren't there, right? And so the day to be intentional about what shows up when people are looking for you and what you do to determine your credibility is to have a funnel hub now, right? Because every sale matters. And that's honestly how we get started with people, is helping to see that connection. And from there, we'll build out and figure out like what is the strategy actually need to look like, and take them through a process where we'll design out a series of steps and what that needs to look like. And we have wireframes, by the way, like these, and it's a fancy way of saying like pre-designed ideas about what it should be laid out. And in fact, if it's okay with you, Janine, we'll drop a link where people can download a copy of those so they can see for themselves what they actually look like. And we'd be happy to share those so they can see like that's where you start. And if they want our help to do something with those things, by all means, we're around. But that gives them enough to be dangerous for sure.
No, I highly recommend this because I feel like I'm on a podcasting tour. I've spoken to a couple different, like so many entrepreneurs. And the thing that I think entrepreneurs don't do enough of is start with the end in mind. So, like, you have this idea, it's brilliant idea, it's going to change the world. So you just go out and start forging ahead. But why not start with the end in mind so you can help more people? So, I mean, let's be honest, you can make more money. We all, who listening doesn't want to make more money, right? But like, I think that I love what you're saying because start with the end in mind. Like, I just did a podcast with another entrepreneur and he was like, when he sits down and he talks to people, he's like, okay, how do you want to exit your company? People are like, I just started. What do you mean? I'm like, yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, how do you want to exit your company? So start with your end in mind. And same thing here. Like, why, if the people are searching for you, let them find you. Show them how credible you are because you have something amazing to offer. So I love this so much. Yeah, definitely. I would love to share how people can find you. And obviously, you're on the podcast. We highly recommend you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, well, I'll put a link to like wireframes,
Yeah.
and you can go to agencycoach.com. So Agency Coach is the name of our coaching business, and so agencycoach.com/greenroom, and you'll get access directly to those files, and if you want to connect with us around that, there'll be some opportunities to do that there as well.
Amazing. All right. So one final question I like to ask people before we end the podcast. What are you working on that has you so excited that you can't sleep at night? If you're allowed to share with that.
Sometimes there's too many things that I'm excited about. That's the problem.
Yeah.
True entrepreneurs, like you were saying, the shiny object all over the place, right?
Yeah. All
Yeah,
right.
I think
Yeah.
I think the thing for us is, we're Mike and I are at a point where we're looking to kind of have a rebirth of maybe some agency work that we're looking at doing and trying to
Nice.
figure out a way to re-enter some of that space in a way that makes sense and that we can have a laboratory where we can really test some really cool stuff. So that's what I'm super excited about. That's kind of on the rise.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah, and we've got a cool event happening in September here in Tucson. We literally just jumped off a call, so that's probably why I'm so excited about it. But it's for digital marketing agency owners who are looking to get more leads and opportunities. We're going to be doing an event we're calling Content in the Desert, which is helping them use content strategies, evergreen content strategies to attract more opportunities into their world. So it's not just a come and like, listen to somebody talk. It's going to come in and let's do some work and get some things implemented. So, very excited about that. So more details forthcoming on that.
That's amazing. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for being on the podcast with me. This has been amazing. And for any of the entrepreneurs that are listening, definitely check out getting a funnel hub. Like, don't let your ideal customer pass you by because they don't know where to find you or they're not finding the information that you want. You control your narrative by using a funnel hub. And this is amazing. So thank you guys so much for being on the podcast with me today. I'm so excited to have you.
Yeah, Deneen, it's been a long time coming, so really appreciate you welcoming us in, and thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Deneen.
You're
Appreciate
welcome.
you.
I appreciate you guys too. So if you're listening, make sure you hit subscribe to Coffee in the Green Room podcast. I have so many amazing entrepreneurs coming on, so many tips for you. If you're ready to expand your business, make sure you continue listening to Coffee in the Green Room. Thank you guys so much. Bye.